We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, I'm real excited, and I've been on three tornado chases in my life to Oklahoma. Last year, on July 8th, Dalton, Minnesota, in Otter Tail County, was hit by a really bad tornado, an EF4. Melanie Metz is one of the Twister sisters. She was there recording this thing on video and also with imagery, and she sent back just some incredible video, and actually some of her pictures are being used in a new upcoming movie called 13 Minutes, documenting a mythical tornado hitting an upper Midwest city. And Melanie Metz, one of the Twister sisters, kind enough to stop tornado chasing for the time being. It's been pretty boring this week. Hey, Melanie, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul and Jordana. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, congratulations, too, on explain to listeners where you were last July, what you saw, and how that became sort of the basis for this upcoming movie about tornadoes.
Well, last July 2020, I was chasing storms with a friend and meteorologist, Brad Nelson, actually, that day. And we ended up in Fergus Falls as the storm exploded pretty much right in front of us. And this storm went from being just a little cloud to a huge supercell in less than an hour and producing a tornado within that time. So it really was explosive. And we, you know, a lot of people didn't see it coming, but luckily there were a lot of chasers out there on the storm and reporting the funnel clouds that were developing to the National Weather Service. So they were able to actually issue warnings to the towns of Dalton and Ashby, which was very critical in helping people be able to take shelter within an appropriate time before that tornado hit. It really was one of the most incredible tornadoes I have ever seen in my 20 years of chasing storms, just in how stunningly gorgeous it was from a photography perspective, but also it was very powerful and dangerous. So there's two sides to this tornado. It was incredible imagery, but also ended up being an EF4, very strong tornado, and unfortunately did some damage, and one person's life was lost, which was very, very sad to see happen.
Melanie, it's Jordana. Talk to me about the idea of this, because when you talk about, and Paul talks about, going out and chasing tornadoes, most of us are running the other way. We're in the basement. We're freaking out. We don't want to ever see a tornado up close. So it seems like you have a different genetic makeup that makes you want to run towards these storms. Tell us what is it? What is the benefit? What is the love? What is the passion? Describe why you want to chase tornadoes.
You know, it's interesting when people ask me about this, because I honestly can tell you that it's just something I've always been driven to do my entire life. You know, there are some people that say they were born to sing, they were born to be a doctor, whatever it is, they just know there is something that they're meant to do. And I feel that way about chasing storms and chasing tornadoes in particular. When I was young, just a young kid, I actually lived in Arizona, where you don't really get many tornadoes. You get a lot of lightning and dust devils. And I would dream about tornadoes, and there was always actually a sense of fear in my dreams, and I was always looking for shelter. So I feel that now, just by seeing tornadoes and chasing them, understanding the weather, I did take meteorology, and I do understand the science behind it all. So actually just really embracing it and learning about it, being out there to see it and capture it, really helped me overcome whatever kind of fear there was in my subconscious. I find that a lot of chasers actually just have this innate desire to just be out there and experience the storm. It's really one of the most powerful things that Mother Nature has to show us, really. And it can be quite beautiful, as I've said, and just an incredible experience to be out there and be in.
Yeah, I agree. It's the ultimate adrenaline rush, Melanie. The few encounters I had, and it, nothing like what you've encountered, certainly last year in Dalton with that EF4. And there's also an art form, Jordana, being in the right place at the right time. You look at the data, you look at the maps, you zoom in and say, all right, in a way you're gambling, but it's educated gambling. Here is where we're going to be, where we think we might be able to intercept this tornado at the right time, right place, right time. So there is skill, a certain amount of luck and chance. Melanie, can you talk about the difficulties, though? This whole expression and the article I read talked about the radar hole. There are certain parts.
You did not just say radar hole.
There are certain parts of the U.S. that are a little more vulnerable. Because the Doppler radar, due to the curvature of the Earth, it can't detect what's really happening near the ground when you get out beyond 75, 100 miles.
Really?
So this is something you run into all the time, right?
Right. Yeah, and of course, storms are going to happen anywhere. And as you said, it takes a lot of skill and constant analysis of the data to really determine where we want to be to target that storm or where it's going to develop. Once the storm does develop, meteorologists back in the office rely on that radar imagery to determine if there's rotation in the storm based on what they're seeing on radar. However, like you said, when it's in a too far away, if that storm is too far away from radar, it will see the upper levels, but not necessarily close enough to the ground to see if there's much low-level rotation on that storm. And low-level rotation on radar is going to indicate that there's a possibility of a tornado. So sometimes the National Weather Service will decide to issue a tornado warning if they think there is enough tight rotation on that storm based on radar.
Right.
And they will say that's a radar-indicated tornado. So in the case of this Dalton storm, it was, and what you've said is a radar hole. It was far away from the radars or between two different radar sites. And so they could see it on radar, but it didn't look that impressive on radar. Mm-hmm. However, you could definitely see there was some rotation, but those reports from people in the field, like myself and other chasers and storm spotters, were really critical that day for the National Weather Service to be able to know exactly what was happening in those lower levels of that storm. And like I said, that funnel developed really quickly after the storm developed. So I think the National Weather Service was actually a little surprised when they started getting reports so quickly of funnel clouds. And we were like, yep, it's definitely a funnel. There's definitely rotation on this storm.
But that, you know, what you do, I mean, what Skywarn does, storm spotters and chasers, not all of them, but many of the chasers, certainly chasers like you who are professional and do it the right way, you provide invaluable ground truth. Doppler is great. Doppler has taken us to the next level, but you need confirmation on the ground that, yep, that rotation that we see on Doppler is in fact producing a funnel, or, oh, yep, the tornado just hit the ground. Now we're getting 3-inch diameter hail. So I appreciate what you do and what all the spotters and chasers do. Tell us briefly about 13 Minutes. When is it coming out? Do you know anything more about this movie?
Well, I wish I knew more than we have seen in the trailer. I was not actually part of, you know, the production of the movie, even though my photograph is being used in the cover, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So I don't have all the secrets that some other people might have. However, I do know that it is going to be released in theaters on October 29th. And from my understanding, it will be available for video on demand November 19th. This is definitely a movie that I think most people should see in the theater. I know I want to see it in the theater just because of, you know, the sensations of being in this storm that the movie will be about. So as I understand it, 13 Minutes is really about not only what can happen when a tornado hits a town, but also how that town and the community can come together and support each other after disaster, like a tornado hitting the town. And 13 minutes is an average time that people have to be able to get to shelter when there's a tornado warning issued. So it is going to follow some different characters in those decisions they have to make and what they have to do to get to safety before the tornado hits.
Awesome. Can't wait for that to come out. Melanie Metz, thank you so much. One of the Twister sisters. If you're listening, you should follow Melanie on social media. What is your Twitter handle again, Melanie?
Well, my handle is at Metz Storm Media. You can also find me on most social media platforms as just Melanie Metz Storm Chasing, which is a lot easier to remember. So.
Do you chase snowstorms? You don't chase blizzards. That's kind of boring, right?
Well, I'll tell you what I actually do. I did chase a couple blizzards in Minnesota last year just to get some footage because a lot of networks are looking for that kind of coverage of weather events.
Good for you.
So I prefer storms than tornadoes, I'll admit, but I have been out on a couple blizzards.
Well, God bless, Melanie. Stay safe. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the amazing footage and your contribution to science. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Melanie. Be safe
out
there.
Thank you so much.
So does it make you want to go chase with her?
That was me nerding out.
I know. That's okay.
It is a rush. When you chase tornadoes and you see one, unreal. Yeah.
I can't imagine. I would honestly not. I'll rather watch it on the TV or on the movie screen when it comes out.
It's better to do when you're single, like when you're married with kids, and then you say, my wife would not approve. My husband would not approve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.